Blog Talk Radio.
Mountains rise and fall, seasons come and go. Father, through it all, one thing that I know, I can trust in you. People let you down, and life is filled with pain. Falling to the ground, on my knees to say, I can trust in you. Oh, He's my rock, on a solid rock I'll stand. You were faithful in the storm. I was never left alone. Oh, no, 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 no. So in every mountain high, in every valley low, I will trust in you.
Oh, love.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to another wonderful edition of Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Tonight's wonderful host is going to be Elder Samuel Hembrick. He'll be coming up shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, we got another song. But if you're listening to this right now, you better give God some praise for it. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's right. Yes, yes. And we thank God for who he is. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for precious Holy Spirit. And we thank God for you tonight being with us on Straight to the Point, folks. Definitely. Amen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, hey, the number, call-in number is 347-843-4559. Please push that out on your network. You can listen tonight for Elder Hembrick's awesome message of the word tonight, inspiration and encouragement tonight through the word of God tonight. That number, 347-843-4559. Please add that to your network and push that out right now and get some people to come on and listen in tonight. Hey, once again, that number, 347-843-4559. 4559. Hey guys, this is Straight to the Point. Another song coming up. Amen. Amen. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Elder Hembrick will be with you guys right after this wonderful song. Take care now. We'll see you.
Do it for me. Oh Lord, do it for me. Oh Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So Lord, do it for me.
Sometimes I get this when I say it like this, I say,
Lord, fix it for me. Anybody know that only God can do it? Oh, fix it for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, Lord, I have a problem that only you can solve. So Lord, do it for me.
Can y'all play that for me?
I'm
leaving it all back.
Amen.
Lord, I need you
That's
to do
right.
it right now.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen. We serve a mighty God. He's right on time. He knows everything about us, ladies and gentlemen. We thank God for you. Hey, this is Straight to the Point, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Elder Hendricks coming up shortly. Yeah. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that number, 347-843-4559. Hey, let's get to it. Thank you so much. Don't forget to push that number out while you're online. There's somebody needs to hear the word tonight. Hey, again, this is Straight to the Point with Elder Samuel Hendrick. Elder Hendrick, welcome to the network, my friend.
Yes. Praise God. Yes, indeed. Praise Him. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. I just want to say good evening to everyone tonight out there on radio land tonight. God is good tonight. I just want you to know that God is good. I'm just giving God the praises today for His glory and for His mercy. If you don't mind, I'd just like to take a moment of silence just to give the, because today is 9/11 and all the people that got killed in the Pentagon, the ones that got killed up there in Pennsylvania with the plane crash, the ones that got killed in the Twin Tower in New York City. We just want to give them a moment of silence for a minute. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate that so much. Because those people that did what they did and the people that died and families are still suffering today. With God making a way for those families that are suffering, and we thank God for today. It's 9/11, a great day in this country. It was a tragic day of all those things. People got killed, and people got killed to save other people's lives. We never know where we would be, but we thank God that we here because of them. Glory to God to that. Tonight, my brothers and sisters, I want to come to you tonight out of Matthew's 7th chapter, verses 1 through 5. And the step that I'm coming out tonight is the fourth step. As I said to you guys earlier, that I will be coming out of these 12 steps until it's completed. And I thank God for them. Before I get into that, I want to have a word of prayer. Oh, Father God, we come before you tonight to thank you, oh God. Thank you for your grace. And God, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. You are my strength, Lord, and you are my redeemer. I'm so glad, Father God, that you allowed me to be tonight on Straight to Point. I want to thank Dr. Henderson for giving us, my wife and myself, this time, this second Monday of each month. We thank God for that at this 8 o'clock pointed time hour. We thank God for it. Thank God for Elder Vaughn, who's been instrumental in my life, and want to thank him for all the comments and all the emails that he sent to me and my wife. We want to thank God for him, and we ask the Lord that you continue to bless him and his family, and in this Men's Let's Talk radio station, and besides all the other businesses that he has, because he's on just about seven nights, 7 days a week. I see him on the ad, so I just ask that you tune into him when you get the opportunity, because it's very, very good subjects come on, prayer time, Bible study, Straight to the Point every Monday night. I mean, it's just so many good things that come on his station, Men Let's Talk Radio. And I just encourage you to listen to him like I said, 7 days a week, straight to the point, is on every Monday. Every Monday of each month, 4 Mondays, 5 Mondays, straight to point is on there. And thank God for that. Like I said, my brother and sister, I don't know if I'm going to be with you long or not. I don't really know. I say that, but then I had to think about what I said. I said, this is not me. This is God doing this. I just doing what he tell me to do. When he says stop, that's when I'm going to stop. Praise God for that. As I said, I'm coming out the fourth step, and I'm reading from the NIV Bible, and I'm coming out Matthew's the 7th chapter, verses 1-5, and it reads as thus: Stop judging others, and you will not be judged. For others will treat you as you treat them. Whatever measure you use in judging others, it will be used to measure on how you are judged. And why worry about the peck in your friend's eye when you have a large log in your own? How can you think of saying, let me help you get rid of that peak in your eye when you can't even see past the log in your own eye? Verse 5 says, hypocrites, first get rid of the log in your own eye, then perhaps you will see well enough to deal with the peck in your friend's eye. Tonight, I'm going to use the subject tonight as pointing fingers. Pointing fingers. My God, pointing fingers. I know there's been a time when you had to ignore your own sins and powers and point, but you point the finger at someone else. Maybe you may be out of touch with internal affairs because we are still blaming others of our moral choices. Remember, my brothers and sisters, I'm coming from the fourth step out of, in Matthew 7. It's the fourth step that ends. It's the 12th step. I'm talking about the 12 steps, and this one is make a searching and a fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Praise God. Or perhaps we avoid our self-examination by measuring moral inventories of people around us. See, my brothers and sisters, we never think about what we do. We always think about what the other person does or what they did wrong. But now you're thinking about the log is in your own now. But you're so busy trying to correct the log in your friend's eye, your neighbor's eye, your loved one's eye, and you did something yourself that you have a problem with, that you got to deal with. But yet you point the finger. It's like when you're at home and you're home with your family, and you know one of your brothers or sisters or somebody do something or did something, and you did it, but you blame it on them. And you know you the one that did it, but yet I'm going to blame it on Joe. I'm going to blame it on Sue because I know, because I'm not going to take the blame. I'm not going to take the beef. I'm going to give it to somebody else. So we got to be careful who we point the finger to, my brothers and sisters. You know, just like in Genesis, the third chapter, verses 11 and 13, when it says, when you talked about Adam and Eve sinned. They each pointed the finger at someone else. You have eaten the fruit I command you. God told me, say, you have eaten the fruit that I command you not to eat. But they blame it on somebody else. They wasn't even looking at their own internal affairs. They was just thinking about, I'm not going to take this blame for eating this fruit that I know God told me to eat. So Adam blamed it on the woman. He said, the woman made me eat it. Hey, glory to God. So we got to stop pointing fingers at somebody else, and we got to point the finger. We got to look at ourselves first. We got to look at ourselves first. We, my brothers and sisters, we got a habit. We got a habit of pointing the finger at somebody else and know that we got that pecking eye that we need to get out. We can't even see straight. But we saying to the other person, you can't see straight because it's something that you, the sin that you did. Glory to God. And it is said that when Adam admitted that it was the woman, Adam said it was the woman, brought that fruit to me. But here's what God said. Then God answered, asked the woman, how could you do such thing? My God, he said, as a woman, how could you do such thing? Of course, you know who the woman blamed it on, the serpent. That serpent made me do it. That serpent told me to go over there and get that apple off the tree and take it back to my husband so he can eat of it. See, we don't follow the instructions. We don't follow the instructions. See, it says in Genesis, it talks about in the book of Genesis, it says the serpent tricked me. That was Sarah said. The serpent tricked me. To be human, the serpent tricked me. It seems to be human nature to blame others first in the line of defense. We always want to defend ourselves, my brothers and sisters, but we never want to defend the other person. We always put the blame on somebody else. We never say, oh yeah, I did that. But we're never going to admit to our faults, to our own sins. We're going to always blame it and point the finger at someone else, praise God. We're going to always point the finger at another person. That person did it. Jill did it. He took the cookie out of the cookie jar, not me. I didn't take it out. Jill took the cookie out of the cookie jar. Praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we may avoid our own problems by evaluating our criticism, criticizing others, Jesus tells us. If we help ourselves first, then we can help somebody else. We don't have to worry about criticizing somebody else. And when we speak out of our mouth, we know that we're speaking the truth. We know that we're speaking the word of God. And telling our brothers or our sisters how to go in the right direction, how to follow Christ. But if we got a peck in our eye and we trying to point the finger on somebody else who's lying, who's sinning, how can we help them come to Christ? We can't do it because we got to get that own peck out of our eye first. We got to clear our own mindset. We got to clear our own mind. We got to clear our own thoughts. We got to get ready to help another brother or sister to come to Christ. My God, glory to God. We give God glory today. We give God praises and honor. And now in Matthew's, the chapter that I was just reading, seventh chapter, we also avoid our own problems by evacuating and criticizing others, Jesus tells us in Matthew 7, 3 to 5. And why worry about the peck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own eye? See, you got to get that log out your eye. You got to clear your vision so you can see 2020. You telling somebody else how to see 2020 when you seeing 2050. You're not even seeing right because you haven't got that peck out of your eye. So you telling this brother or sister how to live. Yeah, you got to do this. You got to do that. But how are you living? Excuse me. You can't tell another brother or sister how to live or how to come to Christ if you ain't living for Christ yourself. See, you got to cut away. You got to stop those foolish things. See, the four steps say you got to make a searching and fearless more inventory of yourself. You got to look at your own self. You got to clean your own self out. See, if you don't clean your own self out first, You can't help clean another brother or sister out. You can't do it. You got to think about what you're doing. You got to think about, if you want to live this or walk this Christian way of life, you got to be sure that you're clear. You got to be sure that you're not out there doing things that you're not supposed to be doing, out there whole market, out there drugging, out there having sex with another woman, or you know going out there and having an affair, doing adulterous things. You can't tell another brother or sister that's what they're doing when you're out there doing it. How can you get them saved when you're not even saved yourself because you're doing these things? You're doing these sinful things. Yes, God forgive you for your sins. Yes, we know that. God forgive you 70 times 70. We know that. But we got, if we want to help somebody, though, if we want to help somebody, praise God, we got to look at our own self first. The fourth step tells us that. You look at the fourth step and read it. You read it. I done went to 1 to 4. I'm at 4 now. And I told you before how the first three steps work. Remember, in the fourth step, when you're really going to start getting, it's really going to start getting serious after this step. But right now, we got to look at our own self. We got to look at our own self. See, if you've been following me up to this fourth step, then you can see what I'm talking about. How at first you had to admit to yourself what you are, what you do. Now, if you haven't got that far yet, then go back and look over that again. There's nothing wrong with going back and looking over again to see what you've done. But tonight, we're in the fourth step tonight, and we're in Matthew 7, who tells us what's happening. Now, and while we worry about the peck in our friend's eye, when we have a log in our own eye, first get rid of the log in your eye. Then perhaps, perhaps you will see well enough to deal with the peck in your friend's eye. That's what I was just talking about in Matthew's. Get that log out of your own eye. You can't tell me how to live, and you still doing the same old. You still out there drugging. You out there committing adultery. You still out there, praise God, doing things you ain't supposed to be doing, playing the lottery and stuff like that. Oh, that's not of God. I mean, yeah, they go out there and play lottery. They say it's legal. Yeah, they do that. That's gambling. That's what God did in Solomon and Gomorrah when he went in there and turned those tables up in Solomon and Gomorrah because they wasn't living right. They was in there gambling and doing all kinds of stuff. That ain't God. So you got to stop. If you are doing it, you got to stop that right now. You got to stop that right now. Keep my body a living sacrifice. Talks about in Hebrew, a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God. See, your body got to be clean. You can't be doing all of that stuff and trying to teach somebody, trying to show somebody else how to come to Christ. They're going to look at you and say, what are you doing, Brother Hembrick? What are you doing, Elder Hembrick? You out there doing this, and you trying to ask me to come to Christ, to follow Christ? You ain't following him properly. So we got to look at ourselves first. We can't look at our neighbor. We can't look at our friend. We can't look at our aunt. We can't look at our cousins. We can't look at our brothers and sisters when we're doing the same thing they're doing. They press and say, we're a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite because you got a log in your eye, my brothers and sisters, and now you telling me how to get the log out of my eye. How can you do that? Hey, praise God. Okay, when we're doing this step four, we must we must remember, we must constantly remember that this is a season of self-examination. This is the season right here. Right now, we're in the season of self-examinating ourselves. Self-examine yourself. The fourth step tells you that. Read it when you get in your spare time. Read it. Read that stuff and just read it. I mean, read it and understand it. See what each word is saying. It says, take a search and a fearful inventory of yourself. You mean, in other words, you got to search yourself. You got to search your soul. You got to come clean. Oh, glory to God. You got to come clean, my brothers and sisters. You can't be playing around talking about I'm Christian and I'm born again and I'm speaking in tongues and I'm out there committing fornication. Come on now. How can you help? How can you be a servant of God and doing that, trying to help another brother and sister come to Christ? You can't do it. Praise God. We must guard against blaming and examine the lives of others. There will be times in our future for helping others after we have to be taking responsibility of our own lives. Taking responsibility of our own lives. See, we got to take responsibility. We got to show ourselves approved. We got to study to show ourselves approved, but we got to take responsibility. We got to study the Word of God, and we got to show to show ourselves approved. We got to take responsibility in what we do before we can help somebody else. I can't help this brother or sister or aunt or uncle or nephew or niece to come to Christ. And I'm out there doing foolish things. I'm out there committing adultery. I'm out there playing the lottery. I'm out there gambling. I'm out there smoking. I'm out there shooting dope. I'm out there hitting the pipe. I can't take them to Christ like that. I'm not even clean. My body's not even clean. See, these are the kind of things that we got. When you get into this 12-step program, these are the things. It's just basic. And the scripture, it got scripture to back it up. It's just basic stuff. Basic stuff that we need to learn. Basic stuff that we need to get in our mind. And today we talk about examining ourselves. And I pray today after this mess, if I finish tonight on Straight to the Point, that you look into this even deeper and examine yourself. And if you have to go back to the first three steps, go back to them to bring yourself up to where you are now, where we are now. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, God is good. And worthy to be praised. In 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, verse 11, it says, because we have those problems, dear friends, let us clean ourselves from everything that defiles our body or spirit. See? Them spirits out there, that alcohol. Yeah, they got a liquor store in every corner, and they got their license. Yeah, but you ain't got to go in there and buy it just because they got a license. Just because they're on every corner. If you want to live for Christ, you got to examine yourself. You got to make a moral choice. You got to make moral choices. Well, if I'm going to live for Christ or I'm going to die in sin. Are you praying with me? You know, you're going to die in sin. Let us cleanse ourselves from everything that defiles our bodies. I wanted to read that again. Oh, spirit, let us work towards completing purity because we fear God. See? We want to clean our body because we fear God.
Not that you're scared of God. No, God don't want you to be scared of, but God wants you to know that he's in charge and he's got control of everything. And he wants you to, you know, not physically fear, but he wants you to fear what he can do, how he can help you, how he can make things happen that you, if you're not doing right, if you're not living right. God is good today. God is good, and he's so worthy to be praised. And we're going to give God praises today. We're going to give God praises today because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. My brothers and sisters, I give God the glory tonight. I'm through. Just like I said, when God said he's through, he's through. I don't like to put no time on God. But God is good, and God is glory to be praised, and I give him glory tonight. Thank you, Elder Vons. You can open the lines up. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, Elder Hembrick. Wow, what a great time. Yes, we can struggle tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope y'all are taking notes tonight, guys. Y'all need to go back and read for yourself. Matthew 7, guys. Verses 1 through 5, powerful. Thank you so much, Elder, for that powerful word, because that hit my home and hit me personally. I'll just take it. I'm going to take it right here on the chin right now. It hit me personally, Elder, tonight. Okay, thank you so much. And matter of fact, I don't know if some of y'all by my office, I got a mirror by my office that I keep in handy just to check myself. I got to do that checkup from the neck up every now and then. So it's so important that we examine ourselves. So, Father God, we thank you for Elder Hembrick bringing that word tonight in Jesus' name. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, Brother Hembrick, it's all about just getting better, you know? It's all about just getting better and better each and every day. And I know some of the audience out there believes this, but we don't talk about the holiness of God. God's a holy God. God ain't just, you know, sitting up there unholy. He's holy God. So he ain't half-stepping. He don't do 75%, 80%. He does 100% of holiness all the time. So, God, we thank you for your holiness. May we respect you, Father God. May we honor you tonight in Jesus' name. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is the Global Straight to the Point. The prophet of Dr. Gloria C. Henderson, Elder Hembrick tonight with us as the host tonight. Amen. Hey, we're getting ready to open up the lines, ladies and gentlemen, and go right down the line. You know, we, Brother Hembrick, we always love to hear from Apostle Smallwood because she don't play with the word either. Apostle Smallwood, you on with us tonight in Jesus' name. God bless you. How you doing?
All right. God bless you.
I'm here.
Good to hear you.
Dr. Vaughn, good evening, Elder Hembrick. Powerful word on today. A word that should be heard all over the world.
Amen.
Because we're still famous for looking at others, but rarely can we stand to what we see when we look in the mirror. We can't even stand to look at ourselves, but we're ready to point at somebody else. And we got double the hope that they got. And instead of praying for that person, call it out and start spreading rumors. But that's not the love of God. That's not what God has called us to. We're supposed to lift each other up. Those that are weak, to let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. Where we are in maturity or even in the things they're going through and they don't know how to deal with them yet, then we're to pray for them and lift them up before God until God intervenes and brings them out of that thing. Sometimes God allows them to go through it. So it will... It's not a temptation. It is a test. And God is building us. We all have to be built. So if we can't suffer with him, we're not going to reign. Some things we are going to have to go through. But at the end of the day, it's not to be your table conversation. It is to be your altar prayer.
My God.
So God Hallelujah. Is faithful to all of us, and we all can look in the mirror and find something that I know that God is not that pleased with, because many times I can look at me, and there are things that are distasteful to me that I would like God to take in my own life so I can come clean transparent about me. I don't have it all together yet, but I'm asking God day by day, God, help me to get closer to you and help that very thing that I'm dealing with not to have that kind of impact in my life. Whenever
yes.
it comes, when it comes, God, and help me to be able to deal with it in a godly way, because we serve a holy God, and no matter
yes,
what we're going through, we represent God 24/7. And if
yes.
you don't deal with problems in a godly way, then I have to question the God that is in you.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
thank God
yes.
for that word tonight. Thank God.
Amen. Amen.
Some people they don't have a one finger. That's that one finger that they keep pointing out at everything they think you've done. Even if you've already repented, they still got that finger pointing at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But God is a forgiving yeah. God, and he's a loving God. So that's why I thank God that he's always faithful. He's always loving.
Yeah.
He's always kind. When we come to him yeah. in prayer and ask for forgiveness, God is able, and he is a forgiving God. So he loves
yes, he is. Yes, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. We want to thank you so much for that word.
Amen, Apostle. Amen. Amen. Elder Hembrick. Apostle Smallwood, thank you so much for being with us tonight. What a powerful encouragement. We must stay in
yes.
the word, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Hey, we're going to go to our next
yes.
caller, Brother Hembrick. Hey, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on the network, this is Straight to the Point with Elder Samuel Hembrick tonight. And I know Sister Sarah, she'll probably just dancing all over the place there in Jesus' name tonight. Sister Sarah, you're on with Brother Hembrick tonight. God bless you, my sister. How you doing tonight?
Amen.
Once
Amen.
Again, once again, we're
glory
here on the
God.
Prayer line. Hey, with Elder Hembrick, I'm thanking you so much for being on the prayer line, because I've learned so much tonight, like I always do on Straight to the Point prayer line. And what I'm saying tonight is I'm so happy, because it is always good and right to examine ourselves before we pass judgment or before we point our finger at someone
Amen.
Else
because
Amen. We don't know what they've gone through, you know?
That's right. That's
and
right.
if we are, and if we point our fingers and everything, and then what have we done that,
right.
you know, that we're so good that we could just point our fingers at the other, because we've got three pointing back at us.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So
that's right. That's right.
So what I so what I would like to say is, if we find ourselves, in conclusion, if we find ourselves making a judgment call or judging someone else, immediately repent and say, Lord, forgive me of my unforgiveness towards someone else, and forgive me of judging another when I need to judge the things that I have not done right myself.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Excuse me. Amen. Amen, Sister Sir. I agree with you, what you said, everything you said. You know, we have to, you know, we have to come to agreement with our own self, and also that Apostle Smallwood said the same thing. And you know, we have to look at our own self first. We cannot look at someone else and blame them. And we got a big old log in our own eye. We got to get that log out of our own eye first before we can get the log or get that log out of somebody else. How can you help another brother or sister when you doing something and they the same thing they doing, you doing? And they not even Christian. They not even going to church. Even some of them could be even Christians, but they're still doing the same thing. But you can't help them to change over, change their ways because mm-hmm. of what you doing. Because they see you, you know, you never know who sees you. So you got to keep yourself clean. You got to come to yourself and say, wait a minute here now. I'm not doing something right. I got to check myself. I got to take a search and a fearless or more inventory of myself. I got to look at myself. I cannot help another brother or sister when I can't even, when I'm doing bad myself. It ain't going to work. Thank you, Sister Sarah. I appreciate you. God bless you. And thank you
God
for being on Speak to the Poet.
You're welcome.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen, Sister Sarah. Elder Hembrick, what a great time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us again, this is Straight to the Point with Elder Samuel Hembrick. Hey, Brother Hembrick, back to you, my friend.
Amen, amen, amen. Everything was, praise God, everything was said tonight by our two on-the-line guests, Apostle Smallwood and Sister Searle tonight, along with what I just spoke about, you know, pointing fingers. Just let us look at that. Let us just, you know, examine ourselves first before we try to put the blame on somebody. Let's look at our own faults first. We have faults. We have plenty of faults. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Trust
Amen.
Me, we all have. So we got to look at ourselves and get a grip on ourselves. Examine. I mean, like I said, you got to make a fearless and a soulful, a fearful inventory of yourself. You got to really go deep down inside.
Yeah. You know,
am I gonna live this way or I'm gonna live that way? If I'm gonna live for Christ. Well, I'm going to live as a sinner.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, that's not an easy decision to make. It's not really all because you're so used to doing what you're doing and you've been doing it so long, you know, it's really hard. But you got to come to grip to yourself. You got to come to grip. That's why the Lord gave me these steps to talk about on Monday nights. Because these 12 steps are very important. I've learned them, and I'm still learning them. I still have to go over and look at them again because there's always something new. It's always something new to come at you. You know, some come at you this way, come at you that way. You might have a bill collector coming at you, and, you know, and you got to deal with that. But you got to look at what you did first. Then you can go ahead and talk to the bill collector or whoever it might be of how you can deal with it, and they'd be more willing to deal with you or help you if you don't, you know, you don't got yourself together. So, you know, we just want to give God the praise and give God the honor tonight. And like I said, we want to thank my lovely wife tonight, Prophetess Lillian Hembrick. Thank God for her. She's around. I'm telling you, she's around and she's doing. She's doing the work of the Lord, and today we went to the hospital, and we got to the doctor's office, and got fairly good reports. They're going to do some things to even help her to get even better.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So, you know, so I ask that you continue to pray for her as well as myself, for us in general. But pray for her. Pray for my wife, Prophet Lillian Hembrick. You know, Elder Vaughn, I just want to thank you so much. You've been so helpful. You are truly a man of God and a friend. And I thank you for being both of them, a true man of God and a friend. What did the Bible say? A friend sticketh closer to you than a brother.
Amen, Brother Hembrick. Amen. Well, thank you so much. God bless you, my brother. Yeah, we love you guys. We love the Hembricks. The Vaughns love the Hembricks. We love that the fact that you love the Lord and teaching his word and preaching his word. So we thank God for you, your family. And we just say, keep it going. We're going to keep going because the Lord has commanded us to do this. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks be to God. I'm going to pray out and then I'm going to let you take it from there and I'll be done. Father,
Amen.
God,
thank you
this evening, oh, Father, for this word that you gave me to preach to your people or teach to your people, God. We thank you for it, God. You thank you for even helping me, even cleansing me in the process of speaking your word, Father God. I thank you for it, God, because I got to look at myself first. I got to examine myself first, God, because every word that is spoken or preached, God, is usually for the person that's preaching the word as well, God. So help me to examine myself for the things that I've done or things that I'm doing is not correct, not pleasing in your sight, Lord. God, give us grace and give us mercy, Father God. We love you tonight, God, and we give all honor to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, Brother Henry. Thank you so much. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that's the voice of Brother Elder Samuel Hendrick tonight on Straight to the Point. We thank you so much for being with us tonight. Hey, we want you guys to share this out because you never know who will receive the word as Elder sent out tonight, God. You never know who will get saved, who will get a new life, a new image, if you will, or even a new thinking. That's the word I'm looking for, a new way of thinking about the things of God and repent and get back to the things of Jesus. Yeah, that's what it's all about, folks. It's all about getting back to the Lord. But we have to do it his way. And we thank God for you in that area. Thank you so much. Hey, folks, we're going to leave you with a wonderful, wonderful song here. Again, we started off, He's My Rock. We want to end with He's My Rock tonight as well by Miss Bree. And we thank you so much for being with us. Hey, don't forget to share this out, guys, on your network. Remember to support, as Elder mentioned earlier, support the broadcasts every Monday evening, Lord willing, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Another host comes on. And we always have Dr. Henderson at the end of the month with us as well. So we thank you so much for being with us tonight. Hey, this has been Straight to the Point with Elder Samuel Hembrick. God bless you, everybody.
That I know I can trust in you. People let you down. And life is filled with pain. Falling to the ground, on my knees to say, I can trust in you. Oh, He's my rock, on a solid rock I'll stand. You were faithful in the storm. I was never left alone. Oh, no, 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 no. So in every mountain high, in every valley low, I will trust in you.
you're sinking sand.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Beautiful song by Bree Babinec. Ravenue, I believe it is. Bree Babinec. He's my rock. Thank you so much, Bree, for that beautiful song unto the Lord. Hey, this has been Straight to the Point with Elder Samuel Hembrick tonight, and we'll see you guys next time on the network. God bless you, and let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I can tell you one thing. There's no other way to the Father but through Jesus Christ. God bless you. I am convinced of that.